Me, as usual.
La, la.
Eat Russian sushi. I want to smack your tushy.
Simon, stop harassing the clientele.
But Dennis, I want to slap his ass.
Last time you did that, you almost broke half of the wall there, Simon.
I'll be gentle.
That's what you also said last time. Get out and start selling us some sushi.
Okay, just so you know, if someone gets slapped in the ass,
I'm shooting you now.
No!
He's dead. You're next, Verona.
Oh. That is not very kind of you.
Wow, that was real funny.
There's our opening bit.
Can you tell? Can you tell I'm dying? Let's play Guess That Yakuza Town. Does this town belong to the Yakuza?
Yes! Yes! It's yes!
The answer is yes. No. Aww. I'm sorry. But you still win a fabulous prize.
What do we win?
You get an all-expense-pay trip to Ikebukuro, a town actually under the control of the dreaded Yakuza.
Yay!
So pack your bags and take your camera, because you're going to see headless riders, you're going to see random butlers throwing signs at people, you're going to see a big, strong Russian man trying to sell you sushi, and you're going to see a whole lot of gang violence.
That's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Have fun.
Oh, my.
Woo!
All right, yeah, see you later.
Later, man.
Later, man. I don't want to go to
the game. Are we jumping right into it?
Yeah,
we're jumping right into it, guys. Welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast, and welcome back to the city of Ikebukuro.
Hello.
The one
I love that.
Cowering underneath the park bench.
Oh, boy.
It's my friend Garb.
Hey. There's not much else to talk about. I'm just sitting on a bench. I don't really...
You're cowering under the bench.
I thought you said towering. Yeah. On it.
There is a bench here. He's
towering under the bench.
How only hiding. I can tower under the
I'm
bench.
I'm hiding, guys. Don't stop talking to me. I'm hiding here.
The guy who ripped the bench up from my friend Garbalax and decided to throw it at a man far away on the other side of the street. Well, that's Chuck.
At least I'm okay. He just threw it. He didn't throw me.
He's going to throw you next.
Who's this man?
And the man standing across the way, dodging the chair but getting hit by Garbalax. Well, that's me. That's Pino.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Pino.
I love humans. Welcome back, guys. It feels like it's been a while.
It hasn't been a while.
It's not. I don't remember what we watched before, but I do remember
Akira.
We watched Akira. That's right.
Do you even know what we're watching next time?
Next time we're watching some other show. Thank you. Goodbye.
I don't actually remember.
Let me do it.
Hey guys.
Just before we start this episode of the Funky Anime Podcast, it's actually brought to you by our Patreon.
Holy shit.
And I want to just say, hey, if you want to be on our Patreon, we have a bunch of cool little things on there. If you want to check it out, it's on patreon.com/3weebros, or you can find it on our Twitter or our YouTube.
I can't believe I'm being advertised at check us out right there. Now.
That was real good.
Yeah, fuck you. Subscribe to our Patreon, you piece of shit. Garble ass.
No.
This is aggressive marketing. God.
This is aggressive negotiations.
This is a Gretsuko. Better.
I mean, that's not saying much, really.
I'm going to murder all of you guys after karaoke. Excuse me for a second. This week, before we start, how are you boys feeling?
Tired. Today's this is going to be a chill, sleepy
brought to you
time
by the letter T.
For what?
For tired.
Actually. But other than that,
I'm feeling good, though.
And that's all right, because we watched Durarara Season 2, and by Season 2, I mean Durarara X2, Show, Ten, and Ketsu.
Dude,
remember, that's the order. Show, Ten, and Ketsu.
Ketsu, Ten, Shows, Jujutsu?
No, that was not correct.
I have a follow-up question.
The correct order.
It's a Ten Ketsu show.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes, what's your question?
Is it related to Mega Man X2?
Guys, well, that's the end of the podcast. I will be leaving for an indefinite vacation. See you next
week. I can't believe this is the last episode of the podcast.
Oh, and check. We got that joke in.
I actually want to say something. Because, Pano, you didn't really bring it up, Shoten Ketsu is actually a reference to Kisho Tenketsu, which is the structure and development of a classic Japanese narrative. Which key is introduction, show is development, ten is twist, and ketsu is conclusion. And so key is obviously going to be original to Ra Ra Ra, and then show ten ketsu. So I just thought
I see now.
That's really good, and it's very smart of them. As we jump right back into the Naritaverse. But let's get you some background. Let's refresh you on what Durarara is. It's a show that we watched last season.
Yep.
That was a good episode.
Fun.
Yeah.
It was written by Ryogo Narita, who also again, if you remember, he was the guy behind Bakugan.
Yep. So he is the sole creator of what I call Pino shows.
Yes, this is the benchmark, man, of the shows I love to watch.
Just like Black Lagoon, another one. It's a Pino show. Yeah. Don't know where One Piece fits in. That one's kind of an outlier.
One Piece was the first anime. Of course, it's only going to go uphill from there.
It's like me and Dragon Ball. I get it.
Understandable.
Yeah, it's like me and sleeping.
What's a Chuck
show? I get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Chuck's show is anything with good openings and
good backgrounds. It's got to have the background.
That's how it is. An opening draws me in.
It's true.
That's how it be. So, Pino, tell us more about the Narita Man.
Tell you more?
Dude, Narita Boy.
What's there to know?
Just tell him that he's a person.
He's a person. I like this person. He was also behind... Some of his other works, you know, there's Vamp! Exclamation point. There is Dead Mountain Death Party. There is Hariyama-san.
Hariyama-san? I can't believe it.
And a lot more. So, you know, there's a lot to go around.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
You're back talking?
You want to start?
I'm going to say the double number.
Wumbo.
Wow. Wamu. Wamu.
Can't believe you pulled a fast one on me. All right. So, show aired in 2015, actually. Started 2015, January 10th.
So, not too long ago. I guess 4 years.
Lasted until March, end of March 2015. We started with show 10. Then followed up in July of that same year and ended in September 26th of that year, and then Ketsu, which wraps it all up, aired the following year, January 2016, and ended around the same time in March.
So they basically have a season break between parts.
I like the way they did it. It was a little bit different. Still interesting.
Gives you time to digest everything that kind of just happened in this.
Unless you watch it all in 2 days.
It's
all.
Rough. What do you mean?
I never do that. I never watch anime ahead of time. That is a false never? Advertisement.
Fake
That's
news.
Fake news. Wrong.
Wrong.
Funky
Wrong,
news.
It's your mother's fake.
Dude, can we start a new show called Funky News?
Funky. Or Funky.
Or we could just call it Funky Anime News. It could just Bodacious. Be
How's it going? Peter. Bodacious.
Hey,
it's
Peter.
Pretty bodacious here in Ikebukuro, Peter.
Each season was about 12 episodes long. So that was fun, you know? You guys weren't ready for 12 episodes. But,
it was quite the chunk.
I kind of forgot they were split up into three, so that's my bad.
I heard Durarara X2, so I'm like, okay, I'll look it up. And it's like, oh, 12 episodes. I'm like, neat. This won't be bad. And then it's like, oh, 36 episodes? Not neat. But actually,
now, the interesting thing about the Netflix release of it, if I remember correctly, when I checked...
They only had one.
It only had one of these seasons. I think it was Kenshin, which is...
Didn't they...
To intervene they only had 10, real quick, Crunchyroll has them all.
No, you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Crunchyroll is actually... That's what I watched it on. It was nice.
So, you know, they have both be careful if you're going on
Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll, please sponsor us.
Ooh. Crunchyroll, we watch all our stuff there.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll, I watched the anime awards.
Oh, I didn't.
It's pretty fun.
Pop Team Epic got robbed for best OP of the year. But
That's just me. No, Mindibus.
That was last year. Yeah, I think.
I forgot what year.
Fucking Darling in the Franks.
I don't actually know the Darling in the Franks OP.
I
mean,
I know a lot of My Hero Things won, so that's pretty good. I'm happy for them.
No, My Hero didn't.
They won
Dub
Best Boy.
Well, yeah, because it was Chris Sabat. Like,
yeah,
he
absolutely.
No, always.
It's true, but they won a fair variety of stuff. You know, it's a good. It's a good.
Yeah. Let's jump right back into Durarara. Right.
So, again, my history behind it was a friend recommended it to me, and I said, ha-ha, nerd, I'm going to watch it. 2 years later, oh, God, this was real good. This is real good. And then I showed it to these two guys. And what were your thoughts coming into season two?
It's much better. I liked it much more than season one, especially the dub.
The dub was fun. Mm-hmm. With what's it called? Durarara. Like, I enjoyed the first anime, obviously. It was good. And I enjoyed it a whole lot the first time. But then coming around to this time, I think I liked it even more as well. Maybe because a majority of the characters didn't need to be introduced, which is always a really hard thing to do for anime organically. Like, yeah, there's still a lot of new characters. Cause
but
this is a
it was much easier to introduce them.
It's one of these shows, but...
Some might describe it as a new season of the real world, Ikebukuro.
Yeah. Well, it's like Narita, like, how he writes all of his characters. Like, they're all very in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
But you like can still learn new things about them, but you also don't need to know everything about them to know what the characters are and what they're all about, which is good.
And this time around, we do have a colorful cast of many dangerous and confusing people.
I'm always confused.
Me too, thanks.
Before we jump into that, let's talk about everybody's favorite. We'll talk about the openings and endings. We'll start with the first one.
So good.
It's called Headhunts by Okamoto.
Take it away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this was real good. This I don't know if this is my favorite, but it's definitely a top two for me. I really, really enjoyed just all parts of it. It sticks a lot with the themes of the same character with a color background with their name introduced, which is always good. I love
makes
that
good wallpapers.
About these shows.
Yeah.
I have a couple of them. Don't tell nobody.
I'm telling everybody. Hello.
No.
Siri.
But it also introduces every character very well, along with giving you all the information about the characters that you need in a snippet. You don't even need to hear them talk, just how they hold themselves and how they are animated and move.
Such
like,
a good show, dude.
Yes, I know these
so
characters.
Good.
And the song is a fucking banger, too.
Good.
And... I don't think I probably mentioned this last time, but with Durarara, they always
have the recap in the middle of their openings, which is so good because they still have the music playing in the background, and you're like, oh yeah, this is what happened. And because of the entire show, it's fucking confusing as shit sometimes. So it's always good to have a little recap, and it just shows everyone.
I like to add to
it. It makes me so happy.
It's a recap, and at points they actually they will remind you of things that happened maybe a couple episodes back, and even in the previous season.
Or I saw some season one. Do Rara,
and that's really helpful, like, especially dang. if you don't remember too well, or if it's been a while. It's phenomenal. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that happened.
Yeah,
and it doesn't take up all the time after the credits where it's like last time on.
It sets the world up a little bit. I feel like it just fits very naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a real good one. The ending theme.
Loved it.
If you want to skip on over to that, it's called Never Say Never by Three Lights Down. Three Lights Down Kings.
Three doors down.
Three lights down. Three avenues to the left.
But I think I was pretty harsh on it last time when we talked about the ending. No, I will say I'm not a huge fan, obviously, of the slang PNGs. We've talked about this. No, of course we've talked about this time and time again. But the songs and some of the presentation, because it's not just a straight PNG, because they have some colors flashing through, and just the expressiveness of all the characters. I can't really be this was terrible.
Right.
Good song. I obviously would have loved just a little bit more animation, but you can't win them all. You can't check off every box.
And you know, like with this this ending, I feel like with most of the endings in Durarara, which we'll get to later, it's just. It just fits thematically, just the image itself. Like, it's nothing that'll be like, It's more like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it eases you out of the episode and into the next one. Yeah. And is it also with this one? Let me check real quick. Sure. But
Garby, want to add anything?
Celty also at the end of every episode, Celty's at the bottom of this
this web,
like ladder of characters, I guess. And she holds her pager, or not pager, but like her little phone.
Oh man,
thing.
A pager.
It's not a pager.
No, I just haven't heard or spoken of a pager in years.
Yeah, well, it has "to be continued" on it, and I'm like, oh, that's a good one. I like that.
I'll be the roundabout. Anything else for the first the show endings and openings? Nothing.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next set is called, at least for 10, is called Day You Laugh by Toshiyuki Toyonaga. And
I liked
this
it
too.
I
it's a lot. It. It's
I did not like the EB, but I like the OP.
This opening is another very good at showing
they knew what
who
doing.
The characters are, what they stand for, but it's understated, which I enjoy. It's not. It's obviously not going to be something that sticks into your head, but it's a good song, and it has all the characters. And this is the part where I think this is at a point where more of the characters have been introduced, so you can see a little bit more and you know about them better. So there's a little bit more of a there's a little bit more of a personality with each one. Yeah, familiarity. And I actually like the theme of you're actually following Mikado around the city.
And it really ties and into that, the whole 10 season,
yeah.
too.
And, yeah, and you see him. Like, you see him throughout the opening, but you only get his credit at the end, which I really
funny
enjoy.
Enough, before one of the characters we'll talk about later, Izumi, is introduced in the following season, he's like, he has a tiny little cameo in that one.
Yeah.
In Aoba's... little panel shot, which was real nice. There's I didn't notice that last time.
What was it, the other thing they did that with the rail tracer in Bakudo, where they kind of showed him but they didn't give him a credit.
Clever.
So I enjoy those little, like, it's like, ooh,
would you like to listen to the story of the rail tracer again?
The rail tracer.
This time it's Ikebukuro version. It's not really called the Rail Tracer. It's just called Shizuo. Okay.
If Shizuo.
There's this guy, he threw this train once, I swear. I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. And he threw his kid too.
Gosh. Yay.
But yeah, this was real good. I just like the ending part with Mikado. Yeah. It felt so like...
It ties it all together. And you're like, oh no, it's getting darker. Huh.
Where are we going? Oh. The ending theme is called Exit by Revalency. Yeah,
I wasn't crazy about the song.
I don't really remember this one too well.
I like it though.
I don't know. It never was one that I was like, yeah, I want to listen to this. I just was like,
I think it fits with 10, and it has I think the most anime song out of all the openings and endings. Yeah. If that makes sense. Like, it sounds like it could have been an opening for a different anime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
There was a little more animation. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it had the growing and the plant in the background, which I enjoyed again.
Dude, I want to ask Chuck after we talk about all the openings, but we'll get there.
And then Salty obviously has the to be continued again, and that's oof.
We all love Salty. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
So again, nothing too spectacular there at the ending, but it's nice. In comes
Kizuna. Oh my god, this
opening, it's so good. Nah, I gotta tell you before this. This next one is my favorite. It's stuck with me ever since I heard it. The first time I watched it, I was like, "Yo, this is hype," because it all comes together. This one is called "Stepping Out" by Flo. If you don't know who Flo is, the people who sing Flo also sung.
She works at Progresso. <Shut up. laughs>
I will have no progressive memes in my podcast.
I mean, Sonic was in that progressive advertisement.
We don't talk about those days. We don't talk about that.
If you don't know who Flo is, they're actually they sing a lot of songs for different anime. They've sung an opening for Naruto, the original run. Mm-hmm. They've sung a version of, I believe, Shala Head Shala for one of the Dragon Ball movies. And they've sung the first opening of Code Geass, which is
I think they did the one that was in the movie version of Chala Head Chala was in Xenoverse 1 as the whenever you're first booting up the game song. So and that was from the movie. So okay, I've had some experience with them.
So these guys are real good, and I for one just love the song, and it just ran really well with everything on screen too.
Yeah.
So, guys, go for it. Dissect it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one slaps very well. Like, with all the Durarara openings, it very much has a semi-plot line, like a story that goes through each part.
Masterfully done.
And, it has... Like, Stepping Out Tonight. It just, like, sticks in your head. And, And it has like finally all the characters in the opening scene where everyone's reaching up to the sky and either like kind of bobbing to the music or just like kind of reaching up. I really, really love that. I love
Chizuo is just like, he's just grabbing the air.
Yeah. I love how when anime like just like give like a little part for their openings to like to have the characters to dance. Mm-hmm. Like it makes my heart so happy. Like if you watch something like Death Parade's opening. Oh, Death Parade's opening is legitimately one of my favorite openings of all time. And if you haven't seen it, watch it immediately after this podcast. I'll remind you at the end. So if you stay, I'll remind you. But legit, this Durarara opening, I think it's my favorite.
It's definitely my favorite.
Out of the
three. Well, let's encompass all the seasons. Make it harder.
It's hard. it's hard. It's hard to think because I haven't seen the Durarara.
Yeah, I haven't heard the first. Yeah,
openings in a long for the time. Normal dude.
The long versions are real nice too. They're bangers.
Durarara opening one will always stick with me. Just the original. Oh, that was like the one that just jammed it in your face, and you're like, oof, it's good, and it gives you all the grunge and the craziness of Durarara opening two for original Durarara. Once again, kind of the somber one,
I don't remember.
Which I enjoy.
Complication.
And then obviously you have Shoten Ketsu.
The The somber one was Complication. And, I like that one.
Somber one is actually, there's a clip of that in the opening for this season of FAP. So if you watch it on YouTube, it actually has that scene of them sitting around. I think that's during Pino's credit. I think you even
posted the full like OP up on the YouTube channel.
I think so. If not, I'll do it before this episode.
Right.
But regardless, it's so hard to pick like anime openings, especially comparing very, very good ones. And like these are all phenomenal. Mm. Like you can take notes from all these openings. Like legit, so good.
Yeah, it's real good.
I just love them. I love them. I'm sorry that I always...
Don't worry. I mean, you're the opening guy. You're the opening and ending guy.
That's literally the only thing I do in this podcast.
That's a lie, but okay. But yeah, it's a real good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ending is called Joker as well. Yoroshiku,
without a doubt,
by Penguin Research. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's real good.
I think this is my favorite.
It's mine too.
It has the symbol, like, albeit it's very short in the beginning, but it shows you Celtie with her head, the city skyline, then shows the box where her head was in, and then it pans up to see the ball of like the Doulahan in the wires of the what's its name? What's the sword?
The Saika.
Saika, yeah. All of Saika in there, and that's like one of the biggest scenes in this season. So it's, I think it's really good, and it stays animated behind the, as the characters move up. So I think it has the best use of characters in this as well. And then, it's so different compared to the other two, because this one doesn't have Celtie
at the bottom
holding like the to be continued thing, because obviously it's the last part of this series. And then it has Celtie's head actually being like dropped. Obviously, it seems like it's being dropped because Celtie's instead reaching for
Shinra,
the doctor. What is his name again?
Which doctor? Shinra.
I only know that because of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Shinra. So he's like holding his face.
Where's mother?
But he's holding his. She's holding his face, and it's wonderful.
I am not a Doulahan. Like,
oh, she's throwing. She's throwing away her.
You just called her a whore.
Doulahan ways. Do you have ears? Do you not understand words, Pino?
Editor, roll back.
Roll back to what?
I'm not rolling back.
I wasn't paying attention. Please?
What are we rolling? What are we rolling
just
back?
Just pretend
to?
I'm Chuck. Whore. There we go. Wow. That's what it is. I knew it.
Wow.
Thank you, Pino. Very cool. But it's a good ending. It's real good. I enjoy it greatly.
And when they played it at the end of the second to last episode, that was was interesting. That was real good.
That's like one of the one of my biggest things. If you use an opening or ending during the episode, during like a really intense,
that's a
class.
Gotcha. Like you're pretty much ready for this one, boys. Because it's so good.
Well, I was what made me think of that is actually Hajime no Ippo. I've been watching, it's like the shonen boxing anime, which is actually legitimately great. Everyone should watch that as well. But it plays it during a training montage when he's like building up to his first big fight. Mm-hmm. And like whenever you use an anime opening for an important part of your like the main character's story,
I love Punch Out.
Perfect, dude. Punch Out's my favorite
Rocky.
Video game for the Nintendo Wii.
Fuck, what were we talking about again?
Yeah.
We were talking about boxing. This week we watched Megalobox.
Dude, Megalobox. Watch Bops, that too.
Yeah. Let's move on from the openings and endings to everyone else's favorite topic. It's the animation and the art.
It's great.
Let's jump into that. The classic Durarara style where all the important characters are colored in and the rest are grayed out at times, which is real nice.
It's weird, but it's cool. It works. It's fine.
They're fake. Yeah.
They're like the dudes from Mother 3, like just the giant cement blobs.
I can't believe
that's them.
That Mikado is actually Lucas. What?
His mother.
Guys, his mom is dead.
I can't believe that.
Oh no!
Wait a second.
I can't believe it, guys.
Mother hasn't been released here. How'd you play
that? Just don't tell Reggie. Guys, I'm calling it.
Don't tell
Reggie.
We're
planning to bring Mother 3 next
year. It's coming out in 2019. I'm calling it. It's happening. No, I promise.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
It's happening only.
I promise you it's not.
Only on Nintendo Online Japan.
Japan.
You have a problem with me saying Japan.
Yeah, can you say it one more time, please? Okay, so the backgrounds are really good. I mentioned that before in the last episode. It's very good. Shows you the cities of Ikebukuro. And there's a lot of... Like, I know it shouldn't really be a huge surprise to me, but a lot of the backgrounds were not reused. There are a lot of single set pieces, which you don't really notice, which is a good thing. Because it's just like, hey, they did this many... for just one episode, and I don't know, backgrounds are super detailed as always. Animation is stellar, fight scenes are great. There's some parts where like people are kind of far away from the camera and it's like, what's that? And
me.
And Namie during the last episode of Ketsu, she had some really
I noticed the last episode was kind of lacking, or like the last section of season 2 was a bit weaker in the animation department than the rest, which I don't know if they were just ready to get the show over with or what.
I have no idea.
What is this, episode 4 of Gurren Lagann?
At least that one was on episode 4.
Got it over with.
not episode 36. Yep.
I mean, to be fair, which would be worse, having it later or having it early on? Because early on would have you drop it.
Early's worse, 100%.
I don't know.
But yeah, I... It's interesting.
I'm gonna blow my nose. Everyone close your ears in 3, 2, 1.
Can't believe this is going to actually be in the episode.
No. I was making Pokemon cry noises with you.
Oh, I thought you were making Phalant noises.
That's what it sounds like. When some people... I had a cousin who blew his nose and it always sounded like an elephant to me. Maybe that's just me.
Maybe your cousin's an elephant.
You ever anyone else going to talk about the animation?
No, I like everything. They're very elongated sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just look like sticks, which is interesting. Like a lot of the Verona ones, she's just like, is that Verona? Is that a stunt double? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, right.
It's
good though. It works.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes there was one character I feel like that got the most disrespect in terms of like making them look normal, and I think that was like the fighting girl. I think she had a lot of weird looking sections, and it was
weird proportions.
Yeah, I was just like, what's going on? Everybody at least looks decent in like some places. You just look bad all the time. Sorry, Mikage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they really hit it home where it count, and that's what I really enjoyed.
They were good at animating.
They did a great
job with Henri's breasts, as expected.
Hey, you mean the boobilicious one?
Okay.
That's the one.
I love the fact that everyone's like, the one, Asunahara, the one with the big breasts.
Yeah.
With large breasts first?
You know Henri? Yeah, I ran into them in the hospital when I was paying Kadota a visit. Okay, this is a little gripe. That voice actor, he said Kadota correct a couple times. Then he goes to Kadota, and I was just like, what is happening here? In the dub, at least. I'm like, what? You heard his name before.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about the OST next?
Whoopee. It's real good. Whoopee. Yeah, a lot. They have some of the old classics. I don't think they played Russian Bodyguard this time around.
No, they did not.
But they did have a lot of good ones.
They did have some that, like, had a feeling like Russian Bodyguard, which I'm like all for. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to reuse don't need to reuse music for it to like keep the same vibe.
It's true. And but I feel like reusing some of the music's incorrect moments gives you a feeling of like familiarity and like security in some way.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's definitely some
some dope.
It's a
moments,
dope show. Though. It's pretty
epic.
Yeah, moments, I would say Dororo's epic.
There's a lot of like weird sounds though that they use, and like kind of they. I wouldn't say out of place, but they kind of feel earthbound-y. You don't hear them in anime. If you like look up like Dancing in the Sunshine, that kind of sounds like a bossa slash like mamba.
That's my Pino was playing that Pine? In the bot.
That's my before you got here.
Oh yeah, I was thing. Just playing that.
And then there's a lot of violin or piano.
There's the piano. That one legitimately freaks me out. It's so freaky. Good. It's just meant to make you feel uncomfortable, amazing. And it's so good at it.
I like the gas mask one, mm-hmm. where it's kind of like just robotic, like it's just like and it's just like
it's so good.
All the music encapsulates what Durarara mm-hmm. is, while being so unique that you remember them.
It
so,
takes a real good show to have a great, really good. Great regular soundtrack. Because you can have a good OPED, and that's fine and all, but. Nothing has quite the same impact as a great OST.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great OST, it's as much absolutely. Of a part of the show rather than it being a compliment to it. Because with the right OST, you can make anything like elevate it to
go
the next
even further
level.
Beyond, if you will.
And for you gamers out there, to level up.
I love don't the piss me people. Off because I'm about to level up and you look like just enough XP.
God, I hate
sorry guys, I can't continue. My mom took away my Xbox.
Guys,
mom, I can't. Dude, that was me playing Tetris 99 earlier. My cat was irritated.
That was me too.
I was like, I can't pause it.
Guys, just stop playing the game for a little bit.
Wait for me.
No.
Hey, wait up, guys.
I
want to win.
That was me with Apex today. Yesterday. My grandma kept calling me like three times. And I was like,
Pino playing Apex Legends. Can't believe you.
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe I haven't played a Battle
Tetris
Royale.
Tetris 99 is fucking amazing.
It's a good one. Yeah, dude. God, dude, wait till team battles.
Battles
anyways,
come up.
Dude.
Gamers.
Anyways, gamers.
We can make our own crew. But
dude,
yeah.
Guys, we're going to start our own
where we blocking, boys?
Tetris 99 clan. Guys, this is 2007. Dude. We're making a Tetris clan.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tetris
we're
clan
draw
for the
little,
final
the
plan.
The little S that people do, except it's out of blocks. It's out of Tetris blocks. You know what I mean?
I hate you. I don't want. Now I can't think of anything else.
Why did you think it was so funny?
Because it's fucking stupid. That got a good giggle out of me.
Fuck,
what
are we talking about?
Pina.
We're about to jump
we
into
finished
the.
Oh,
we're about
boy.
To jump into the plot.
Yeah. Can we fast
you guys
forward?
Yeah, Pino, can you?
Don't worry,
I can't wait.
All right.
Don't worry, guys. If Pino doesn't go quick, I will fast forward it. I'll speed it up in the editing. So go ahead, Pino.
Now just play it back in half speed.
It's already.
Yeah,
blah,
I get.
Oh, that was very cool.
Thank you. All right, so season show. Ba-da-dum. What was that, the Netflix episode?
Sure.
Anyways, show. So season show, I'm going to call it season show, starts a couple months after the events of the first season, which is cool. We get to see everybody, how they're doing. They're doing all right. You know, Masaomi's not there. You know, the dollar is still very prevalent
if not more,
in the area.
More prevalent.
And we get some new, new fresh faces in the town for some reason. So we start off with a serial killer who's been killing a lot of people for fun called Hollywood. Who then gets bodied by Shizuo.
Not surprising.
And so does this other Russian guy.
Don't tell nobody.
Yeah. So that kind of ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was just like...
I do have some gripes about that.
Yeah, we can stop here if you want.
Well, like a lot of the storylines either get resolved way too quickly that don't... They get resolved too quickly to, yeah, really,
to really feel an blossom impact into what they what could happened. Be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, or it goes on too long and then you forget about it because they start another story and then they're like, oh yeah, this is a story that we did once. Here it is. And I'm like,
in its defense. In its defense, man. In its defense, I feel like since, Durarara is basically just like looking onto these people's lives, it's like not everything is going to happen like the following day. Things need time cool, or things to forget, because people forget stuff too.
But still, to the point of serial killer Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
they like show it off like the third episode of like just like I just in general. This is how it felt. They started it in the third, ended it in like the fifth, and they only gave it about 10 minutes of runtime. Like that's how it felt to me. Like whenever they mentioned Hollywood, I'm like, oh yeah,
that was the thing.
In show ones.
That was the one with.
I'd have to look at a picture of him,
but we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Bay leader.
No, it's a girl.
I said apostrophe E M. Who the fuck was I looking for?
Right,
Kariri? Karirin?
Karirin?
Who am I looking for?
Karirin.
He's a ball.
Did you call him a ball? Looking for a Ruri Ichiribe.
Ichiribe. Oh! The,
oh god, he's actually...
I already found it.
I'm looking it up.
Well, yeah, I mean...
We don't know that. But come she, on, but, come she kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
She's a vampire. What do you mean?
I'm a vampire.
Wait a second. That's not the same.
Is this just the funny noise podcast?
Funny noise podcast, FNP.
Welcome to FNP, guys.
I'm your host.
Oh no.
Anyway.
May I continue? Cause I'm real tired.
Maybe. God, I'm gonna have to destroy this podcast from the inside out. You're just gonna have to continue without us, Pino.
We're too far gone.
I'm gonna hire these guys.
We're too far gone.
They're called the Blue Square Podcast. Anyway.
It's a podcast within the podcast. We call it the Blue Square.
Yeah, it only consists
of the Yellow Square cast.
Only Parna. We don't talk about those.
Yellow scarves.
Yeah, their leader's not even in town.
Sorry. Sorry to those paying deep attention to the lore.
Yellow hair. It's true. Anyways, what did I say? Yeah. Zero killers happening.
That was cool,
I guess, for a little bit. Then we have the whole situation with the Awakusu group, which mm-hmm. is just like the Yakuza of Japan, where their little daughter is gone missing, and everybody's on the run for him. Like, everybody's like, I'll give you money if you find her, and like...
Oh, yeah, that was a plot
point. And, God, it's real hard to describe the plot of this. It's just all over the place.
Yeah. Well, there's too many like individual things that don't totally.
So I'll encompass that, just like the main points. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wakusa's come in. Their daughter's missing, so a lot of people are out to find her. This drags in new characters, including some new Russian people, which is pretty cool.
What of the wacky wacky journey anime.
Wavy.
I'm not gonna say the name. I'm not gonna be the one to do it. Of Jim Jam's wonderful exploration.
How did hey Jim Jam? Jim Jam, take the last of my ham salad.
Hey Jimbo.
But I prefer Caesar. I think Caesar! We just peaked, guys.
We did,
guys. Well, thank you for watching the Buggy Anime Podcast.
We're not going to finish this episode. See you next week.
Wow.
See you next week, gamers.
Feel free to continue. Wow. That was beautiful.
Now, anyways, while all that is happening, there's a little bit of there's you guys wanted me to slow down. You said you were going to stop me if we were slowing down. You're stopping yourself, my friend.
Joke's on you. My foot has been on the brakes this entire podcast.
Joke's on you. I took out the brake. That is my foot.
Man, I can't believe they're playing footsie without me.
Wait.
Joke's on you. I don't
know. He got rid of his toes. For Chuck.
Thank God.
Oh, had to summon old Shenron again.
Somebody ring.
Continue, Pino.
We're too tired.
Keep going, right. Please.
Well, at the same time, all this shenanigans are happening. There's some discourse in the middle of the dollars.
I love Discord. Yeah.
There's some discourse in the middle of this podcast where there is there's some happenings in the dollars which upsets Mikado as the pseudo
the
leader
founder.
Of the dollars.
He's the founder.
Or the leaderless dollars. The founder. He's approached by a young man saying that, hey, we got it.
Yeah, this isn't cool. People are really pissed off.
Boss, people are killing people. I mean,
yeah. And they got
they're
this
beating
little
up
girl.
People. Like, we can't do this, man.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
What little girl?
Mikado gets coerced into accepting what was once known as the blue squares into the dollars in order to eradicate all the dirty and ugly parts of the dollars to create it, to have it remain as pure as as the idea
was
once
just,
was.
There's just no rules. You're just in the game. Mm-hmm. You just are. Hey,
hey, welcome. Hey, hey, you wearing underpants? Yeah, welcome to the dollars.
Welcome to the everyone. If you're wearing underpants right now, welcome to the dollars.
No joke,
if not,
I'm only wearing
put
shirt
on some underwear,
right,
dude.
Because it's really, really hot.
Well, that's I thought you were just gonna stop at shirt, and I was gonna be like, you're not part of the dollars.
Fortunately, I do.
If
welcome
you're,
to the dollars.
If you're thank God. Welcome to
I'm
the dollars.
I'm wearing boxers.
That's fine. Those
but they're
pass.
Blue checkered boxers.
Dude,
I'm
most of the time...
I'm going to cleanse you all.
Wait, he's a
dude,
blue
I think
checker.
I have some blue plaid boxers.
I love checkers.
Oh my.
I love bananas.
Back to the Russians. These Russians are causing all sorts of turmoil in the city. Shizuo will set some straight somehow. Shizuo gets arrested for fun, you know. It was cool. He gets arrested a lot this season.
He gets arrested a couple times.
It was interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little girl decides she's going to kill Shizuo for her papa, which was real adorable. I like that. She returns home. Everybody's happy. Except when a rival gang from another city comes in. Saying that the dollars messed up their grill and messed up their town.
Mikado. Ryu Kamine.
The dollars broke my motorcycle.
Thurlery.
Hey, hey, Mikado. Hey, Cake.
God.
We need to stop. Yeah.
And so then there is a fight with the Toramaru
group, so many
which is the
groups,
other
dude. So many groups
other,
and there's so many
gang.
Characters.
Fighting the dollars. But not only the dollars are fighting the dollars. God, nothing's worse than a dollar, man.
Why do I have to have watch one anime and have no dollars? When I could have $3 and watch no anime.
Hey, I got you this dollar.
Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
You know who else had to be quicker than that? Isaiah, because at the end of the show, he gets stabbed.
Another thing that I thought was going to be a much bigger deal than it ended up being.
No. I mean, yeah. Technically it was. I mean, we didn't know who stabbed him, per se, at the moment.
Hey, I got stabbed. That's pretty fine.
They've got a doctor.
Let's stop there.
I know that he's going to be fine.
I legitimately had to pause the episode because I was laughing.
I'll call my friend Shinra.
Yeah. That one, and when Tom did the sign of the cross when the bikers attacked Shizuo.
That was real funny.
And he prayed that fucking... That I lost it. Wow. I had to pause and, like, rewatch it twice. Real good. It was really funny.
Entering 10 territory now. We pick up with our boy Isaiah in the hospital. He's upset that... He's not upset that he got stabbed. I feel like he's secretly upset that nobody was worried about him.
I'm not upset.
Yeah, Celti and Shinra take a vacation, which is actually a OVA. There's an OVA episode of what they did.
Isaiah getting stabbed.
And the thing, which is real fun.
Isaiah getting stabbed is just OVAs, like that.
But I was just too lazy.
Oh, I watched them all afterwards.
I didn't watch them.
I didn't watch them this time, though. They're fun.
Okay.
I did not.
Yeah, you'd tell us normally.
Yeah.
Good, because I didn't.
Yeah, I would tell you. Anyways, then we enter the whole territory of, hey, welcome back, Seiji, my friend. Seiji and Mika are here, talking about the head. We got his sister back.
There's so many characters.
No, they're there.
they exist.
Can we just go over the characters and the story at the same time?
Seiji?
No,
that's messy.
I definitely, just like Durarara.
Dude, I like the character Durarara.
Man, when I can't believe
did that
X2.
Thing to Dura. That made me angry, man.
What a piece of shit.
I know, right?
X2 I can't is believe so good exclamation point number one
was the real culprit.
Hey, shh.
I mean, Mega Man X3 wasn't good, okay, so X2 that's why they make
it. X2 kind of sucks. I don't really like X2. I like X4 because it's kind of shitty.
In comes a new character part of the Yakuza, and he's being like, hey,
really be like
I'm
that.
Part of the Yakuza. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Rumors start surfacing that Shizuo has a kid and or a girlfriend, which is pretty fun. I like that.
A hole.
I can't believe it's the one with the killer body.
Oh, yeah. That one with the big boots.
That's me.
Right?
I got the killer body.
Oh.
That's me.
What, yep.
That's Big Titty Chuck.
Yep, that's me.
Then we cut back to the stalker. Ruri, who's being stalked by some stalker, which is real creepy.
Yeah, no,
that stalker was real creepy. He had like...
Yeah, I didn't like him.
He had a gym bag full of picks and a lot of picks.
Yeah, and then he ate one. And I was like, what? Who are you?
Yeah, dude, but that's it. Really do be like that. They do be like that. Then more rumors surface as people find out that Ruri was being inspected by a lot of people, including a man named Jinnai Yorugiri, who we'll talk about later.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, God, we just have a lot of allergies this week.
Japan
yeah,
season.
I know. It's allergy season, dude. It's starting to be spring
anime
soon.
Season.
My nose is running.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's not right. While this is happening, there's some dumb kids spreading drugs in the Yakuza territory.
Wait a second. Just because they're druggies doesn't mean that they're dumb.
These kids were dumb because they didn't know they were in the location of the Awakusa.
They were in the Yakuza. Yeah.
that was pretty funny.
Like, I don't like drugs, so I'm going to flush them down the toilet.
I'm going to eat your child.
Delicious. Yeah, that was real good. And then we find there's another group, Amphisbina, and then Isaiah dupes him like the guy he is. He creates his own League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which is real good.
He does.
That's real good. We get some interesting backstory of when Shinra and Isaiah were in school together, which is real fun. I like that one.
Yeah.
Young little Isaiah was still as mean as he was before. Mikado is pulling the strings behind everything in this season. He's making sure everybody gets out of his town. He's,
Yes.
Do you want to be
all
my friend?
All like the children? Fucking child, not Isaiah, but Shizuo.
Do the brown hair?
When they just show like 3 seconds of him, oh my god, I lost it.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Masaomi gets worried and says, hey, I gotta visit my pal because he's probably gonna do something I don't want him to do. And so the yellow scarves are revived, which is pretty cool. Things happen.
You know?
Kodona gets run by a car. I think this was, that was this season, right? Or next season?
Yeah, I think so. By your mother.
Walking out of his dad's home Christmas Eve.
Delicious.
You could say it was those damn dollars. But as for me and Mikado,
we know.
good times.
No.
We're so we are. Dumb.
This is the worst.
Everybody's seeking information from each other. Some of the Yakuza trying to, they're telling the dollars to cool it. They're like, hey, yo, cool it.
Whoa, eat pear. Stop.
Chill, dude.
Stop it. Get some help. Mikado, eat pear.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Consumer.
Mikado, eat pants. Wait a second.
And I don't want to be part of the dollars anymore.
I don't eat pants.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't remember what happens at the end of this one.
Ten.
At the end of what?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, ten.
Oh, ten.
Didn't really end.
That was so
long. Yeah, the contract.
Yeah, it kind of just... Oh, he stabbed him in the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he was, like, really nice about it.
That definitely was, like...
First aid.
Yeah, like, ouch, owie, my hand.
Yeah. Antiseptic. Don't want his people getting tinnitus. Yeah.
I got cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. Tendinitis.
It'll ease the pain.
Feel good, don't it? Oh, wait, that's...
I thought he was gonna die.
Oh right, Shinra gets beat up like a pulp at the end of this one.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
A lot of people were getting picked off left and right. They need him out.
So who's gonna
go big or go home? Ketsu starts. Wait, the end of 10, the third League of Extraordinary Gentlemen show up, which is all the side characters teaming up, right? Yes.
Yes.
So everybody being upset that Kodona got ran over, and everything else happening in the city, they all just, they come to the doctor's apartment for some reason, and they say, "Let's make a League of Extraordinary Anime Characters," and they do that.
Extraordinary
guys,
animation.
Jump Force is just the League of Extraordinary Anime Characters.
Lol.
But done bad.
It's about
Toei. Toei must have animated it,
except for Toei.
Honestly, yeah.
Dude, Toei could have done a better job.
Yeah. Ketsu starts. Everybody's in the hospital. Celty's worried about her hubby. Hubby's worried about Celty. Erica's worried about Kodota. Henri's guilty.
I'm worried about my personal health.
Isaiah bullies her. Erica swears she'll stab Isaiah if she makes her friend cry. That was so good. If you make my friend cry, I'm gonna cry. I don't remember what she says. She got real angry. Which is cool. Erica did a thing. Let's see.
Erica's good.
Mikado does a thing.
One more breath, Pina. There you go.
Everybody does a thing. Then we get a new. Yeah. Another Psyka shows up. Then another Psyka shows up. Then another Psyka shows up.
God, it's.
Then,
you're almost there. Yeah, you're so close.
Then Don Patch Psyka shows up. Then Masaomi shows up, fights up Pretty Boy. Pretty Boy beats everybody up.
Dude.
Blue and Squares then, are doing everything correctly. Verona works at.
Imagine the Don Patch job guy now. Whenever he's taking his sword out buddy into, buddies. To Green Onion. Or a leak. Yeah.
This is my Psyka. But it's just a Green Onion. How
the Don Patch sword!
I lost.
That was terrifying.
Celty gets her head back, which is interesting. Yep. It was real terrifying. She went berserk, and then she got her head back. Yep. Yeah. Shizuo wants to kill Izaya and does it. Almost.
Super close. He hit him. He hit him with a giant ass bar and just knocked him into space.
Wee.
That was fun.
Yeah. The mask guys. Yeah. The mask group is real good. Yes. They did a thing.
I love them.
Shinra gets sliced by a Psyka. Everybody gets sliced by a Psyka.
Everybody's after Tom. Yeah, why?
There's a bald man in this restaurant.
Poor Tom, dude. Tom just wanted to chill.
Oh man, I just wanted sushi.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, Tom just doesn't know.
I love Tom. Tom is just a good guy, and I wish him the best in the future.
Masaomi and Rokujo start working together. Everybody's beating up everybody. Everybody getting slapped. Yeah. Everybody betray me.
Everybody gets
right. slit. Dollars end up destroying itself thanks to Mikado and Masaomi, who apparently knew that they were planning all this from the start. They're like, haha, I knew you were going to do that. He's like, haha, but I know you were going to do that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
Just watch it.
We made
just
it to the end.
And then they shoot each other a couple times, but that
don't matter. And then Shinra gets yeeted.
And then he gets stabbed. He gets stabbed so many times, dude. How is he not dead, dude?
Yeah, it's true.
He legit got
here's my theory. Like he did die.
Guys, that's just a theory, an anime theory.
Thanks for listening to the plot. All right. That was better than expected. Guys, let's talk about characters.
No, if you don't understand it, don't worry. It's hard to explain.
It's real tough to swallow. It's on Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll sponsor my grandmother.
Does her phone work?
Just sponsor.
Or does her water
refrigerator run?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it works now. I already caught it, so it's too late. You can't pull that one on me. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Alright, so character time. We're gonna spend a lot less time on the characters that didn't develop and on characters that did develop.
Oh my God.
Let's start with our boy Mikado.
Jesus.
Guys, Mikado.
Mikado is going fucking insane through this entire show. Like, Jesus Christ.
We are in deep spoiler territory now. Right. So
well, if you already threw the plot, you kind of spoiled it. But also, that didn't make any fucking sense.
So, at the end of season one, Mikado is told by Izaya that he will get bored one day of what occurred that night with all the dollars reuniting, and he'll want to do something else, hoping that he would spin our little boy Mikado into a new type of entertainment for his human watching pleasures. And he dives deep into it, and he accepts it.
Yeah. And the thing about Izaya is that he's just manipulating him. It's all manipulation just for himself. And that's really a big thing that Masaomi reveals to him at the end is that he's just being manipulated.
Congratulations. You've been played.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, Chizuo is the only one. This guy's a scum. That, like, gets it. That Izaya's a piece of shit.
I liked the slow growth of Mikado over these episodes because...
You mean like slow de-evolution of this human?
Yes, because near the beginning of the first season of this second season, God, that's gonna be confusing. In show, where he's showing Aoba, one of the other guys we'll talk about later, former Blue Square, around the city, and they're in the van. Before you see Mikado a little scared. And then at the end of the episode, you see Aoba saying, "Oh, he wasn't scared. He was smiling that entire time. All this stuff was just a rush for him. He just wasn't woke to that situation."
Yep.
Guys, I'm a finna woke about this. Finna nut. Finna
boy. And he really just did spiral out of control, which was it was something I wasn't prepared for. And pretty sure a lot of us weren't, like, kind of wanted him not to spiral out of control. He seemed like a smart boy.
No, he was not smart.
Okay. He was a stink. Next character, then.
Stink. Like the foot on my foot.
Yeah, no, but he got bloodthirsty when,
Oh, he was kind of fucking crazy, yeah, dude. Let me... Yeah. Let's be real.
In real life.
I liked his sweater. A little crazy. His sweater was real nice.
Let's just be like that.
Sweater, yes.
Yeah. Guys. I'll put that on a t-shirt. I know. Really profound.
Hashtag sweater, yes.
Sweater, yes.
Hashtag sweater, yes.
Hashtag not my Mikado.
Hashtag yes, my Mikado.
Guys, can you please tweet?
Yes.
Hashtag whatever. You didn't say anything.
Bless you.
I muted you.
Yeah.
Henri had a lot of growth in this one, too, and not just body growth. She's still struggling with her psyche within her, not knowing if she's human or not, which was a very big theme for her. Which is, I was pretty upset. Yeah, you know. I'm a parasite. Identity she crisis, forgot she was a parasite. You know? I was like, Henri, you're a parasite. You're a parasite, Henri. But I liked her bond that she had with Erica, which really...
Yeah.
Yeah, Erica's real nice.
Because I just like Erica.
Which I enjoyed. We get some more background on people she knows. She knows people from the Akusu, which is real nice. She befriends a little girl, which is cool.
Don't say that.
You can have a friend that is of a younger age.
No.
Okay.
Huh. She's a tutor or something.
We're not friends.
I'm not your friend anymore, Chuck.
Kind of best friends.
No, not anymore.
You can't get rid of me.
Yes, I can. I'm hanging up the call.
You can't hide. Prider, you can't hide. There is no escape. He muted himself, but that doesn't... Oh, now he left the Discord, but that doesn't mean anything because he's still recording. He's probably saying something, so I'm going to cut him in now.
Click. Click. Because every time he says I mute myself, I'm never hanging up for real. But I hung up, so I'm going to join the call in 3, 2, 1.
And now it's back in the call.
Yeah, don't worry. We both probably had our narratives in there. So we're talking over each other.
I legit said that I'm going to cut me off right here and let you speak.
Good.
And then I was like, and he's back in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Masaomi is
Masaomi.
Is on a vacation for like 2 seasons and then comes back.
He doesn't really fucking appear through most of this. He's just like there in a chat room every once
hanging
in a while.
Hanging out with Saki.
Guys, this is so difficult to go over all the
Don't
characters.
Worry, we're skimming through a lot of these.
Yeah.
Guys, Shizu was good.
Yeah, Shizu's I was just going to talk about the groups.
Crazy. Shinra's good. That's it.
Yeah,
just talk about
then
the
why
groups.
Didn't
because you didn't let me. Yeah.
Mikaido Rijugani made.
There's the yellow colors.
Shut up. You're not letting me finish. The blue squares. I'm the dollar. With the cat guy and the blue haired guy. Yeah.
What is his deal?
He's just a cat.
What's mm-hmm. No, but he's a cat. He just like, is. He had glowing
eyes don't judge.
During one of the scenes.
Yeah, dude. Don't judge.
Yeah, because he had psycho.
No. They were like glowing. No, they were glowing like golden. Like he was an actual cat.
He's a cat. Yeah, haven't you ever heard of the Lucky Cat? It's based on...
It's the very rare
one. You know.
Meowth.
Anyways, the Blue Squares, finally a big one, show up in this season, who were mentioned last season, led by our boy Alba Kurunuma, who is the founder.
Oh, my God.
These guys, their sole purpose was to basically just harm, I think, just like the dollars, right? Everybody. They just...
Everyone.
They wanted to hurt. Just like mess everything up.
They just
jokes on you. This story was already messy enough as it
it's
was.
It's true. I like the blue squares.
The Final
I like
Fantasy
to hate
game?
Them, but I like them. You know what I mean? Like they're all jerks, especially the tall guy who sleeps.
Yeah. I'm with you.
that's me.
Somebody wake Chuck up. he never shows up after they wake him up.
Yeah, I know. And then he just disappears from the story.
Yeah, he just showed up that one time. They're very strong in their own right. They're just They're the parasite. They're just trying to break everything from within. They're the ones who started the beef with the people in the Toramaru group, which was very interesting. And that's why everything happened. Next group, the Saika army, which is split into like everybody.
Yep. Which is everyone else.
So we have the teacher, and we have Haruna Niyakawa.
Oh, and boy, do I don't we like know this, how Pineapple feels teachers. About teachers.
I don't like this teacher.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Are you homophobic?
No, I'm a psychophobic.
Pineapple. Understandable. Have
I don't want to be scratched by people who with red eyes.
Pineapple, I'm gonna scratch.
You have red eyes.
You don't know
what
that.
Do you mean? I saw you at Smash Con.
No, my eyes were closed that entire time.
Pineapple didn't have his contacts in.
Jokes on you. I'm actually a Doulahan.
He had his ear. He had
AirPods
in.
Wait a second. Whose head was that?
That was his head.
Mine.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
The psycho people are just weird. Takashi, the teacher, was just like.
He was there for two episodes. And
he felt kind of forced in, but, you know, I guess it worked out.
He was definitely forced in. There's a lot that I have to talk about. Just
the important one of Psycho was Kisane Kujiragi, a.k.a. Jinai Yorugiri, who is she deals in the supernatural. She sells supernatural things and objects. I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And she likes cats and is interested in cosplay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gave Erica her card.
It's pretty epic.
That's pretty epic.
Who's your hot friend there, Erica? I mean, Henri.
You're close.
Let's see. Click out of that. We have the Yakuza, the Awakusa group, which features our boy Akabayashi, who knows Henri because he liked his mom, or her mom. You know, he's into the moms. It's pretty cool. He was slashed by Psycho, but he was too strong. Too black.
Too strong. Up and down and all around.
He's the one who gives Mikado the warning of, like, hey, don't mess with fire, or else it's going to bite you back.
I'll bite you.
Yeah, that's basically what Mikado said. And then he shoot.
Vampire.
He shoot. Yellow Scars, they were there.
They were there.
Izaya's Alliance. Yep. Izaya. Oh, they sure were. He loves watching everything. Everybody in that group secretly hates humans. Him, I'm telling you.
I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Izaya's
Alliance. Carve, it's got Nami
and
Yagiri.
On, just
know.
Other characters.
Seiji. Seiji's sister, who hates him. You got Mikage, the boxer girl, who hates him. You got Ran Izumi, who hates him. You have Niyakawa, who, well, she didn't really hate anybody. She's Saika. You have Slon, who hates him.
Simon,
but he did jump.
What is me?
You have Kine, who I completely forget who Kine is. Nobody's going to answer who Kine is.
We don't know.
Time to click on Kine's name. Is he the bald guy?
Kine is the bald guy. Why do you think he was?
he's the only guy. He's ex-Awakusu, which is interesting. And then there's a glasses girl with orange hair who hates Izaya the most.
She was there.
Well, yeah, it happens.
it just happens, you know, when they mess around with your daily life. They were there. They did cool. They were a good. I liked Izaya a lot in this season, though.
They were good.
It's much
Izaya
more fun.
Was fun.
Yeah. He was still an interesting
he was a
character.
A lot more diabolical.
Yeah. Even if he is a piece of shit.
Like me.
I relate to Izaya because I am pulling the strings of the podcast.
Hey, if anyone in your life sounds like Izaya, give some help.
All right, so let's talk about the dollars.
Eat a McDonald's burger.
Wait a
second. The dollars were created by Mikado Ryugamine.
Wait.
How many fucking times?
Mikado
Ryugamine.
One too many times, my friend.
Mikado Ryuganime is a good name because you can say it not correctly, but it sounds correct enough.
It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
And we're gonna just group everybody who was in the dollars and used to be in the dollars here. So this includes our van boys, our street thugs.
Van boys are great. Street thugs are okay.
And we have, yes, Shizuo. We love Shizuo. We always love Shizuo.
One point.
Yeah. We love his brother because he's his brother. We love the twins because
he's
they're
a
twins.
Fun man.
The twins like don't even exist beyond like episode 6 of show.
Yeah, it was kind of weird that they were in the OP. And
hey man,
really
I have no idea
show.
What's up with the twins, but I like the twins. They're funny.
I know you're weird.
They were better in this season.
They didn't do what they did last time. Well, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did that.
We don't talk about that.
I did like the fact, anyway. Even though it was for his own selfish reasons, he protected his sisters and Ketsu. Yeah, that was nice. And then they stopped wanting to kill him.
Yeah.
Got Russia people. We got Verona, which is a very
Verona's
she's
good.
A foxy
like
mom,
Verona.
Which is cool.
Wait a second. She's not a mother.
Not yet. What do you mean? She's Caesar's wife and that's their kid.
Oh yeah, that's no, no, that's no.
That's his baby mama.
Russian sushi.
Oh my god,
that episode was good. A lot less of Simon, but Simon was there, which was nice.
He was.
He.
They didn't.
He
forget.
Really has a girlfriend, yo. Nah, she's with that homie with the dreads. That fucking threw me through a loop.
She's a triple threat, yo. That,
yeah.
All the voice acting. We all watched the dub. The voice acting was great.
Yeah,
this time
the dub
around.
Was great. Well, I watched.
Yeah,
I watched
dub
the sub
great.
for show, and then Tenketsu. I watched dub.
Still really good.
Yeah, it's much better than season one. I didn't like it season one, but they. I don't know if they just had more money. They had more budget, whatever. But they did a much better
job.
They're
the same cast.
True.
Maybe they were just they had better.
And let's
direction.
Not forget the most important members of the Dollars, Isaac Dean and Miria Harvent. Who weren't featured this season, but were last season.
They
we
were
got
there.
A letter from Miria.
We got a letter from Kato Ryugane.
Yeah.
But one of the worst things about having so many characters is that not all of them get enough screen time. And it's just like they're all great characters, but I'm also just like.
I mean, hell, they put Kadota in the hospital.
Can't talk about him all.
Yeah, they had to put him in a hospital because he was too useful.
He's too cool.
Dude, it's just like Kakyoin.
He's like Abdul.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
God, Abdul.
Not quite the same.
Joke's on me. Abdul's already dead. Ah, I spoiled the Jome Jam.
Good one, Pina.
Jim Jams.
Everybody crusade.
Wacky crusade.
Crucify me.
Jim Jams, the first crusade, reclaiming.
Yeah, I just want a free, you know, like just free what? Flow, you know, like let your thoughts come out, you know, just talk what you want about this series, just like let it flow. I love Chikage Rokujo. He was a gentleman. He was a ladies man.
Which fucking
he was the guy with
the
he was the one with so many honeys I couldn't even count. Yeah, the guy who lost against Shizuo.
I don't remember much.
I guess tied against Kadota.
I don't remember much of him. I like Verona.
He's the lady killer
in a bind. Verona was very nice. I liked her growth,
but I liked her. I liked that she was encyclopedia. In the official Durarara 2USA.com character description for Verona, it says, a mysterious Russian beauty who
why didn't I just read this?
She speaks in weird Japanese.
I speak
Japanese.
Yeah,
I know, that's why I linked it to you.
I speak Japanese. Hello?
Hey, wait a second.
No. Sorry.
Sorry, I don't speak.
Mari's mom, Desu.
We all know the real star of the show was Kinosuke Kuzihara, the motorcycle cop. A motorcycle
bless
police
you.
Officer
Man.
Who has
oh,
the
yeah.
tendency
he
to pursue his targets to the extreme.
He didn't get enough screen time. I love him. It was real. He's a great character. No.
Well, I think he got just enough because he was supposed to be a side, like, just a cover.
He's very funny, though, the parts that he's like, no headlights, no
heroes. I think that's the point, is that he's just there in small bursts, and he's just really could have been just me, but his voice actor
sounded like Keaton, so I was very attached to him.
A little bit, yeah. Man.
It was Christopher...
Bless you.
I don't know who that is.
Nami Yagidi went crazy on the chat room. I was just like... don't dox people, lady.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, don't dox us. And she's like, I don't care what you
do. I'll dox myself.
Like, I dox you.
Not me.
Not you.
Guys, Tom is the best character.
No, you're lying.
Guys, Tom is great.
Daddy Shinra is the best character in the anime.
Please don't say.
Dude, I really did like
please
Shinra.
Don't say
no,
daddy
not daddy.
Anymore.
Shinra's daddy.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Akira Toriyama.
That's not his name. What is his dad's name? I forget. Shogun.
Whenever
Shogun.
Toriyama...
Shingen.
Mugen.
Sure. Whenever Toriyama draws himself, he draws himself with a gas mask.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
I liked him a lot.
Anyway. They're great. Yeah, guys, Shingen. I like Yogi Doku no Samaru.
Guys, Walker should probably be arrested.
Dude,
Yui Garu Kotsunan Maru.
To bless you?
Guys, that the ending to the show?
Yugi
Garu Kotsunan
Maru.
Yugi Moto is...
Yugi Garu Kotsunan Maru.
Is that the cat?
That's the cat.
Yeah.
That's the cat.
It was Duxin Maru, wasn't it?
Maybe. No, it's...
Yui
Garu Kotsunan Maru.
Oh, they just call him Kusumaru.
Yui Garu Kotsunan Maru.
And then there's Akane Awakusu, who is the sweetheart of this season, who showed up only for one season, though.
God.
The little girl with the purple hair.
And she kind of showed up during the second season a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to protect her family.
Akane, yeah.
And then they just left her at the boxing camp. She never went home. She stayed there.
And they said, yeet.
Yeah. Yep.
This Akane empty.
Guys, I'm sorry if this is just chaos. It's really hard to describe the show.
Oh, God.
It's really difficult.
I didn't think it would be that hard.
I don't know. I kind of like just
we should free ball all these
God,
hard episodes.
We really... My balls have been free for a while now.
And I'm free balling.
I scream.
Guys, this is the best episode of the podcast.
Balling. And I'm free.
Are you free balling now? Welcome to the land of the free balling. And all the shizuos.
And then there was Bobo.
Thank you, Garb, for
the president of Kasuka Management Company. Can't believe Bobo showed up.
Guys, Bobo, he may not be
Don Patrick.
He may not be in Jump Force, but by God, is he gonna make it in here?
Guys, fuck Jump Force. I'm not buying that game because Bobo is not in it.
It's true.
Guys, I'm a banana.
All right, guys, I think it's time to close out the podcast. What do you say? Yeah, there's nothing else you have to talk about.
Yeah, no other well-known, well-established.
Yeah, there's no lore to add to this already packed world.
Achoo!
Game.
We were all breathing.
This game's winner Mikado. Is
game
Goku.
Welcome to the 33rd edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant put forward their choice for best grill of the episode and duke it out for the title of best grill. Today, our contestants, once again, always, and forever, will never change until we die, are Pine of Garb and myself. Who are you each advocating for?
So, Chuck lied just then. He said it was only Pine of Garb and myself, being Chuck in that context. But there is also the community of best grill from our patrons.
Wow.
And they actually picked the same one that I picked, because I actually forgot what was picked. And that was by God.
Thanks,
himself.
God. Thanks for watching
and
the podcast.
Thanks, God.
We picked
Thanks, G.
We picked Henri.
Nice. Okay.
What'd you pick?
I picked Erica.
I picked Mitsuki Akabayashi.
Nice. Okay, Garb.
there's Miss Kobayashi. There's a slight difference between my pick and y'all's.
What do you mean? It's because, oh, I get it, because you have red hair.
Yeah, you caught me.
Can't believe it. Anywho, Garb, go ahead, defend the community and defend your honor.
So, Henri, listen, need I say anything about looks? Nah, absolutely. Speaks for itself. Already been said a million times. Listen, she's cool. She's got a sword that she can just out of her.
But she's...
Does she have two swords?
How many...
Yeah, does she have three swords?
Chuck, who isn't insecure?
Me. I'm fully... secure with myself.
Wait, why are you laughing? Well, what are you crying for?
Why aren't you just a little shining example of a human being? We can't all be like
Chuck.
We all can't be
Alolan trees. Okay, we can't be that. We can't. We all can't be a tower. All right.
See, and that's why Henri is the best. Girl.
Guys, we Chuck is crying for real. You have a tissue.
He's crying because I won best girl for the first time.
Never. You'll never win best girl. He japed us. Never. I japed you. Pino, who's your girl? Because
I was going to trash Pino, I was gonna trash Henri.
Then trashes. Trash
okay, Henri.
Make the community feel
Henri
bad.
Henri is actually real good. Yeah.
Well,
isn't that how trashing works?
No.
Let me try again. Henri has tremendous growth. As I mentioned before, she had to find herself. She really had to find herself.
Yeah, she's just Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know if that's true.
She has an identity crisis, just like Cloud.
It's true, but then she joined a cosplay group.
Yeah, so did Cloud.
No, Cloud went into the prostitution ring.
What's the difference?
If any cosplayers are out there, his name is Garbalax. You can find Garbalax on Twitter.
You got me good.
Yeah. Henri's real good. She's very reserved. That's what I like. I like that.
Well, she's
Stigma. No.
I can't believe you.
Because
I can't believe you just called her stinky. She takes a shower every day.
She couldn't even keep track of a cat. If you can't keep track of a cat, then what the hell are you doing with your life? Cats aren't even that difficult to keep track of. Just keep your doors closed. Never leave. Stay inside forever.
Is that what you're supposed to do? That's how it doesn't leave.
Don't feed it. That's how it doesn't leave, because when it's dead, it can't leave.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time. I was keeping mine alive.
It's like Kevin Malone from The Office when he got that dog. she doesn't bathe.
Anyway, Pino, since Henri's bad,
Henri's best friend this season. I picked Erica. You get to see Erica without her hat, which is amazing. She has a little braid
so
under
cute.
There.
She's so.
She's
cute.
she is the wall. She is the brick house that Henri seeks for comfort. She is there. At the hospital for Kidoda. She is ready to cosplay.
Dude, I love Qdoba.
Anytime, as long as it's not with the guys at the van. Because it's cosplay night and it's only girls. Girls only.
Why can't I?
Sorry,
Guys, can I be the TV executive? Can I cosplay
him? Hey, it's me.
Hey, my two stars.
It's you, Hey, and Ruri.
You can be it.
Yeah, Erica's good, but she's short.
Yeah, that's why I like her. Plus, she had a funny line where when, oh my gosh, Henri, you're going to confess to me. You're going to ask me to have a foursome with you and Masaomi and Mikado. Oh gosh.
That very much did make me giggle.
That was so good. She had to think about it.
She did. She was like, not now. But she's good.
Resourceful.
She got the contacts. I do like her. She does have the contacts. I do like her, but I think that I think she's already set up to love Henri.
She loves anime and yaoi. What do you mean?
But she likes it. 3D women? She'll just watch that. So if you want to get together with one of the guys, then she'll like that.
You mean like Izaya and Shizuo fanfic?
Yeah, see, now that's the yaoi that I love. Oh,
God. Long finger.
Izaya.
That's the name. That's just straight the genre. You can't say I'm wrong. I'm right.
You're right.
Anyway, gamers, the real chat room aficionados should pick Mizuki Akabayashi because he's great. He's got cool hair. He's got a scar because he stabbed his eye. He's kind of old, but that's okay. I like me a DILF. He has a gold chain. He has.
Has a nice
undershirt, and he's great. He's good with.
Wait a second. Wait a second. That was a slip of the tongue.
He's
quick,
but he's also very nice as a human being. He has an O blood type, meaning that anytime I need a blood transfusion, I can ask him.
Okay, so there's a catch. I see how it is. You're just waiting for him to die.
He's voiced by Matthew Mercer, so obviously he's good. And he's also just a nice softy, and he's wonderful, and no one can tell me otherwise, or else I will cry.
His eye is ugly.
You're wrong.
he likes moms better.
Maybe I'm a mom. You don't know.
Chuck, are you a mom?
Nah, maybe.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Are you a mother?
Maybe.
That's not the truth. You know?
Maybe. I didn't answer it. I just said maybe I am.
All right, tell us the truth right now.
Maybe.
Man.
Or else I'll shoot Mr. Akabayashi. Can't believe Chuck is a lawyer.
Oh.
Can't believe Chuck's peeing his pants right now.
He can't stop me. Dude, I'm too scared. Courts gets me all riled up.
I can't. But he's part of the Yakuza. He's going to take you to dangerous zones.
It's okay. He'll protect me.
Who says he'll protect you? He's got to protect the. He's got to protect the family.
Well, I'm also taller than him by like 6 inches, so it's okay. I'll protect him, and he'll protect me. It's a win-win scenario for both of us.
Yeah, but he's got a cane.
That's okay. I'm gonna have a cane at age 30 because my legs are
gonna. My brains are gonna give out.
God,
guys, this is the last episode.
Guys,
of the podcast.
We're all getting canes. Funky anime cane podcast.
Guys, welcome to the funky anime cane.
Email us.
Fact. Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact@funkyanimepodcast.com if Garblact actually.
It just forwards, dude. I don't
updates
have to do
the website.
Anything.
No, but you gotta update the website, Chili.
Chili.
Anyway, that's his new name. Anyway, if you want to email us, we haven't gotten an email in a while, but do it. If you just want to chat, and also, while we're talking about plugs, check out
these butt plugs. Guys.
Wait a second. Pino.
You said speaking about plugs, and I just...
I didn't even...
Pino, you're not allowed... You're not allowed to speak anymore.
There's
also, one last thing before... No, That doesn't sound fun, but also
it's like Bad Dragon.
One last thing about Akabayashi, his screen name is Gaki, which literally means kid, and I think that's very funny because he's just like,
wait a second,
I gotta get in these.
Wait
in
a
these
second,
chat rooms. Kid.
FBI, open up.
I thought we had it all together. I was on the day and you walked away.
You're on the clock.
I was taken in my heart.
I don't know the song.
It's the meme song.
Yeah.
We got him.
I know that it is the meme song, but I don't know how.
Anyway, gamers.
That was Durarara. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
The dub was really good. Yeah. You should watch the dub or the sub. Both are very good. I watched both of them. Just watch
whichever is your preference. They're both very good.
There was no Salty in a swimsuit this season, sadly. But there was her in a fancy dress.
Mm.
The fancy dress was nice. I liked that one.
They were in her carriage. I think that was the carriage that she had. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a carriage. Yeah.
It was real good. And Shinra was trying to take pictures. That was real adorable.
And then he kept getting called.
Yeah, he gets called by the police.
Please
I
support.
I am like, an upstanding wait. Citizen. Whoop, good
guys.
Day, sir.
This under the police.
Please support Celtic Rule 34.
Please. I'm not telling you to loot anyone
I'm just saying
or not loot anyone.
Hey,
whatever
Eriicho Oda said, around these words. Whatever, loot it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, as long as they're of legal age.
Oh yeah.
And whatever you do behind closed doors, that's fine.
Yeah.
Salty's like 10,000 years older.
He totally stuck his dick down her neck hole.
Oh my god! Please don't say words anymore.
Why did you say that?
I hate you so much.
Why did you say
that's
that?
What happens behind closed doors?
I'm gonna close a door with your skull.
I love this podcast.
I hate this podcast.
I don't have anything else to talk about the show.
Tenketsu.
Ten.
That was a funny joke.
Thank you, Pino.
Very cool. During the whole time that Pino was telling us which order to watch it, I did that every single time. I would just say it in the wrong order to try to upset him.
I was never upset.
I'm not upset.
Are you upset?
I'm not upset.
Anyway, what are we watching
next? What are we watching next?
Garbalax.
Is it Dragon Ball?
I know what we're watching next week.
Are we watching Simone the Digger?
Not even close. No, can't say that word.
I said Digger.
Hold on.
I can't say that.
Yeah, it's not the Kurt Vonnegut.
You only gave me the gangster pass. You can't give me any more than that.
Yeah, hell, there it is. I couldn't find the channel. Let's see.
Come on.
Ba-da-da, this is my stalling song.
I love how Pino and I have both been looking at
we're
it.
We're watching Penny and Stalking. No, it's featuring. With Garter Belt. It's featuring.
Yeah, please don't forget Garter Belt.
No, it is with Garter Belt.
Garter Belt's the most important.
I don't remember.
Well, you wrote with Garter Belt, yeah, so you don't.
I really love that show, except for the OP. OP's terrible. No, it's terrible.
The OP's
we'll talk
good.
About that more next time, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Wait a second. We got to get someone to outro it.
Oh, right. I got an outro.
Did you say?
Excuse me. Thank you. You need to set it up. I forgot what I was going to say.
Outro.
Oh, right. The guy no longer cowering under the bench because it was thrown and broken, and now is kind of just watching the show.
Hey, this is pretty cool. And also, Pino forgot that I got thrown at him.
You know, you're watching it next to me. I didn't get there yet.
Okay. Hey, Pino. What's up?
Hold up.
What are you up to, man?
Hi, I get outroed. Shut up. Let me finish this outro. The guy running towards us as we're arguing about the nonchalant things of life. Well, that's Chuck. God, he's out of shape.
Just a little bit longer.
And the guy ready to pull out his pocket knife and dance on the street waiting for him to reach him. Well, that's me, Pino.
One more shot. Give me a little
I love humans. But I don't like this one. He's no human. How you feeling there, buddy? You finally made it.
I thought you were going to attack us. He's out of break.
No, he's taking a little break.
I need a rest. Yeah. I'm going to sit on this bench.
It's broken. It's fine.
Two of the legs are still there.
Sitting on the pole. I mean, those are the only things that are there. He's planking on there.
Dude, this is 2012.
Dude, now he T-poses instead. Can't stop me. It's the same shit.
Guys.
What?
Anyway, thanks for listening to Fuck Yeah Podcasts. Remember, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. Second, check out the Death Parade opening. You thought I would have forgotten about it. So go fucking watch it after this. We're almost done. I didn't need reminding because I reminded him myself.
You'll get an extra treat tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
And we'll see you out on the battlefield next time.
No. Say that.
Yeah.
No.
And we'll see you on the battlefield.
And make sure to call your mom.
Tell her.
She misses you.
Get out of your room.
Tell her to I'm playing Minecraft.
Tell her you can't pause this game.
It's online.
Tell her this is not the Nintendo.
Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros. And you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck. Moral support by Pindoplane. And I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.